Shalom, today's daf yomi is Brachos daf lamed aleph, Brachos 34, and lamed aleph beis. Our Mishnah discusses how one knows if a prayer is going to be accepted or not. So says our Mishnah on 34b, Hamispalel v'taf, a person is reciting a prayer, and in the midst of their prayer they make a mistake. That is simin rabo. Then that prayer the fact that they made this mistake during their prayer is a bad sign, because it looks like God does not desire their prayer, Rahman al-Atslan, God should save us from such a thing, but it looks like God hates their prayer and therefore is not accepting it. And so therefore, a person should be very careful about not making mistakes in their prayer. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says, we're talking specifically about a major mistake, which a person would have to go back and repeat their prayers. And so therefore, it's called a siman ra, a bad sign. Im shliach tzibur hu, if the person who made this mistake was the leader of the community, was the chazen, then siman ra shochav, says our mission, it's a bad sign for the people, for the ones who sent him, meaning for the community, because since the shliach tzibur, the chazen, is their agent, and he made a mistake, it's like they made a mistake, and it looks as though God does not desire their prayers. So in this context, the Mishnah says, Amru Aval Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, they tell the following story about, they used to say about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shayim Espal al Cholim, and he used to pray for the sick people that they should be healed. And after his prayers, immediately, the Omer, he would say, Zechai and Zemes. He would say, this one would live, and this one is going to die. Meaning to say, he would say a specific prayer for each one. And he wouldn't say that specifically this person is going to die, because that would be like he's opening giving credence to an idea for the Satan. But rather, he would say that he thinks that some are going to live and some are going to die. That's how Ben Yehuda explains it. However, the Vahaya Bracha writes, no, that actually he would say to you, look, your prayer was that you're going to die. So he would try and arouse the person to repent. And so back to the text of the mission, they say, Minayin Atayodea, from where do you know that this person is supposed to live or die? So Amar Lahem, he responded, Im Shigura Tfilasi Befi, if my prayer was smooth in my mouth, if it was arranged carefully, then I know Yodea Nishum Mekubal. Then I know that it means the prayer was going to be accepted, and therefore the person is going to live before God. However, Imav, but if I know my prayer was not smooth, Yodea Nishum Meturaf, then I know that it's going to be Meturaf. Either Meturaf can mean like that the sick person himself was going to die, or maybe it means that the prayer was not accepted. And so those are two slightly different understandings of it. But he's saying that if this is a sign, the prayer wasn't accepted, it's a sign that the person was not going to live. And the Gemara on the bottom of 34b, taking us to the conclusion of the chapter, tells us a couple of incidents with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in this context. So first, the first incident is from a braisa that says, Maisa shechala beno shel Rabbi Gamliel, that the son of Rabbi Gamliel got sick. Shagar shnei talmidei chachamim etzel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So Rabbi Gamliel sent two Torah scholars to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, levakish of rachamim, that he should pray for mercy for his son. Well, what, Rabbi Gamliel was himself a great tzaddik. He was the nasi. He was the leader of the generation. How come he had to send the two talmidei chachamim to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa to pray for him? So we already learned before that there is this concept of ein chava shmatir atzmo beis asurim. Somebody who's in captivity cannot release himself from captivity. So even though Rabbi Gamliel was somebody who prayed on behalf of others, the idea was he wanted somebody else to pray for him, because that other person's prayers would be stronger to help him get out of his captivity. And Igros Moshe, where Moshe Feinstein writes that the prayers of a tzaddik are going to be accepted more by Hashem rather than the prayers of a regular person. But sometimes, even though a tzaddik's prayers are not accepted, and therefore he wanted another person to pray on his behalf as well. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel did not want to only rely upon his own prayers. So the story back in Talmud is, Kivin Shirao, some once Rabbi Chanina saw them coming, he understood why they were coming, and so he went up to the ecstatic, and he prayed for Rabbi Gamliel's son to be healed. Birida, so when Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa came down, he said to them, L'chu chalatzto chama. He says, go back to Rabbi Gamliel because his son's fever has broke and therefore he's healed. So the agent said to him, Amar lo, how do you know this? Are you a prophet? So they said, no. He said, using a biblical formulation, he said, I'm not a prophet, I'm not the son of the prophet. This is my tradition. If the prayer is set in my mouth, meaning if it comes out smoothly, I know that my prayer is accepted before God. But if not, if my prayer is not smooth, I know that the person is going to die because my prayer is not accepted by Hashem. Indeed, Yashvu v'kasvu, they sat down and they wrote that moment, v'kivnu osa shah, and they basically wrote the time down. When they came back to Rabbi Gamliel, he said to them, Amarlan, Avoda, he says, I swear, lochisartem lochisartem, that this is exactly the moment where my son was healed, and kacha yamaisa, but osa shach chalatz tochama, v'shalon umayim l'shtot. That's the moment where his fever broke and he asked for us water to drink. So this is the concept that if a person is able to focus our prayers and pray to Hashem with in a smooth manner, there is the idea that that's more likely that the prayers will be accepted.